The New Year's Day forecast sounds pretty sweet if you're thinking about jumping into Lake Michigan for the annual polar bear plunge tomorrow. But you might be surprised to know, some people plunge into the Great Lake any chance they get, any time of the year. They're part of a growing number of surfing enthusiasts. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bent introduces us to someone who's hoping to make a statement through the board he creates and rides.
Ken Cole's introduction and instant infatuation with surfing did not swell out of Lake Michigan. It was in a place far, far away and long, long ago, the mid-90s in Hawaii. Cole was writing his dissertation, and the sea distracted him.
So I eventually bought an old beater runnel board that had a ton of duct tape and a lot of water stuck in there, and just chipped away at learning it, and found that the sport itself was in many ways life-changing, really the culture and, you know, the folks I surfed with.
Cole's career led him to Chicago and later Milwaukee.
Just made a lot of calls and did research and found out that you can surf in Lake Michigan. So did the research and bought a board and eventually moved up here to Milwaukee back in the late 90s and found the culture was growing. Back then, I think, and I mean, I'll get the number wrong, but it seemed like there were about 25 of us in the water then.
In 2013, Cole helped create an event he and fellow surfers hoped would attract more people to the sport they love. Surf Atwater now lures hundreds of people to tiptoe onto a board every summer. Cole's passion has expanded to the board beneath his feet.
Every single surfboard, about 400,000 are made each year. And of those, 99.999 are made out of foam and fiberglass. And also toxic resins. And it's going to go in the water and eventually it will break down. So that doesn't make any sense. So what we're doing here is trying to take a very small but needed step forward and lead the way by saying, what else can we do that allows our love of the waters, our love of the sport, to really resonate with the products we're using?
He decided to try making his own.
About 3 years ago, actually.
In your garage?
In my garage, yes. Much to the chagrin of my wife and family, because making surfboards, as you can see, is a very dusty process, extremely dusty. But that was the first time I used jute.
Jute is a vegetable fiber used to make things like coffee bags. Thanks to a local roaster, Cole stitches donated bags together. They cover the core that Cole hand cuts. He says wrapping the board in jute eliminates the need of fiberglass.
So this board will have zero fiberglass whatsoever, unlike, again, every surfboard that's out there for the most part. And the process is a pretty long one here because what I have to do is I have to lay this jute down and then pour bioresin on it. All surfboards use resin of some sort. Again, an oil-based product.
Cole opts instead for plant-based resin.
And again, that's a small step, but it's a step forward in moving away from oil-based products. So you pour the resin on this, it eventually cures, you have to massage it in, and then you have a solid surfboard.
Cole's most nagging challenge is the material that currently forms the surfboard's core. Although it's fabricated only 60 miles north of here, the foam leaches toxic substances like styrene and benzene. Several mechanical engineers are helping Cole come up with an eco-friendly alternative.
And ideally within 2 or 3 years, put out something that shows Milwaukee and, dare I say, the world that you can actually surf on something that when the time comes for it to kind of go away, it doesn't destroy the environment, but rather feeds back into it.
Cole has moved his experiment from his garage to a sun-drenched second-floor space above a marina on the edge of Milwaukee's Harbor District. And while crafting surfboards is a passion he hopes inspires others, Cole isn't about to give up his day job as a psychologist.
The best part is in the summer, what I'll do is I'll get up here at about 5 in the morning, and sometimes I'm shaping and sanding from 5 to 7:30, mm-hmm. and then I'll go in the phone booth and put on my suit.
What about when you're surfing on Lake Michigan? Cole catches waves as often as weather and his schedule permit, including last weekend. Cole looks down at the 10-foot-long, 24-inch-wide creation he's shaping at the moment.
As surfers, I truly believe, since we're the ones in the environment all the time, loving it, we can be leaders in so many ways. So if I crank out 12 to 15 boards, and it sends a message, and then others might catch on that have the capacity to build a lot more.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.